Blog Talk Radio.
Show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host,
Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning into the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. That means welcome to the folks who are listening via show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio. That means welcome to the people who are listening via landline at home. That's welcome to the people who are listening via their cell phone right now. Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Hey, I apologize for missing the show on yesterday, but I had a situation at home with my security system, and it was a must do. I had to take care of it, and I got it all straightened out, and I'm raring to go again. So sorry for missing yesterday, but I'm back today. Now, before we get started, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you, okay? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, right now in the ATL is 81 degrees. I was driving in last night, and it was hot. I mean, it was hot, right? Last night I was like, man, I need to, pull my top back and ride home, because it felt like 75, almost 80 degrees last night. And that's, we're into those hot months. We're into the summer, into those hot months in Georgia. So, today it's going to be 97 is the high. I mean, we're looking at almost Midwest temperatures, Arizona, and out there in the desert temperatures, 97, 95 Friday, 97 Saturday, 97 Sunday. Wow. So right now it's 81 degrees. So take care of yourselves, guys. Stay hydrated, and just try to stay cool. I know there are a lot of people that work outdoors, and you have to try to stay hydrated, okay? Now, trying to get us a word of the day, but it seems like can't quite get that yet, so let me give that a minute to pull up. But anyway, my show today is going to be a little controversial, and because it helps people to start to think. Someone may be thinking about doing something, and then all you need to do is talk to someone. If it's something irrational, you talk to someone and get their opinion, or they give you some advice, and it's someone that you respect and care about, then you may not make that irrational decision and do something that'll change your life forever. Okay? And with that, let's go into the show. Today's topic is titled, "That Age-Old Scare Tactic Doesn't Work Today, Does It?" Question. So we're going to discuss the tactic that's being used by burning down a church to send a message to someone that was used way back in the days of the KKK. The KKK, for you young people, means the Ku Klux Klan. Okay? The Ku Klux Klan. And so what I'm saying is some of the people from my generation, they know that back in the 60s and before, that the KKK went around terrorizing black people, okay? You didn't have, society was not like it is right now as far as the population and the mix, the races in the population in the United States today. You know, we didn't have a lot of Asians. We didn't have a lot of Latinos. You know, we didn't have a lot of Haitians. We didn't have a lot of those people in the United States then as opposed to now. You know, it was predominantly white and black, and then you had a scatter of those other races. And the Ku Klux Klan, they were a white supremacy group, and they believed that black people did not belong in the same building as white people. They didn't have the same rights as white people. So they would go around and terrorize black people. What I mean by terrorize is they grab a, you know, if a black man did something that they didn't agree with, they go to their house at night, you know, break into the house, pull them out of the house, and maybe even hang them in their own front yard. Or they torture them in their own front yard in front of their own families. Or they throw a brick or something through your window with a message, or they put a cross in your yard. A cross now. They put a cross in your yard and burn it. Okay? And then they'd have meetings like that where they'd have a cross burning in at meeting. So what I wanted to talk about today is, in the midst of all the things that's been going on, where the guy, where a young white guy went into the church in South Carolina and killed those 9 people, and he was a white supremacist, believed in the Confederate flag. And, you know, before I go on, I'm going to say this, because a lot of people don't understand. And I'm going to say this, because someone said, Frank, this flag is just a symbol. The flag is just a flag. Well, it's a symbol of something. It symbolizes something. Well, Frank, why can't I put that flag, that Confederate flag, in my yard? Hey, you can put that flag in your yard. You can put it up your butt if you want to. But what I'm saying is, when you put that flag in your yard, it symbolizes what you believe in. It's just a flag, though, Frank. Well, put a what's the color of the what they call themselves now? GBLT, I say, gay lesbian group. Put a gay lesbian flag up in your yard. Okay? Would you do that? Would you put a gay lesbian, gay, one of those gay right, whatever it is, I don't know. Would you put one of those gay flags in your yard? That symbolizes that you are gay. Am I right or am I wrong? Call me and tell me. 818-301-5834. Am I right or am I wrong? You put a gay flag, you fly a gay, lesbian, whatever, flag in your yard, what does that tell you? What does do somebody drive by your house and see that flag in your yard? What are they going to think? If they know what the colors are, they're going to think that you are gay or you are a lesbian. Right? Am I right or am I wrong? So if you fly a Confederate flag in your yard, what are they going to think? They're going to think that you're a hater. They're going to think that you agree with divisiveness between races. Right? They're going to think that you're a white supremacist. Right? That's what that flag symbolizes. I don't want to say it again. So what I'm saying is that age-old scare tactic that the Klan used back in the day. And I'm not saying that the Ku Klux Klan is the people who are burning the churches today. I don't know who burning the churches today. But I got an opinion, and I can tell it to you. I can tell it to you from my show. I have an opinion of who that is. It may not be the people that are burning, torching these churches may not even be a part of the Ku Klux Klan. They may not even be a white supremacist. They may even be someone who's a black person. It may even be some Latinos or some Asians. We don't know. But that is an age-old scare tactic that the Ku Klux Klan used back in the day. But that doesn't work today. That doesn't work today. Because things, you're not going to scare people by burning something down. Because in today's society, hey, we got insurance on the church. Well, hey, most people have insurance on the church. We got insurance on the church. You burn it down, we're going to build a bigger and better church. I mean, you hadn't scared anyone, because if you burn my church down today, we're going to find a shopping plaza or something where we can open up we can rent out that piece of the shopping plaza, and we're going to have church right here until our church is rebuilt. All they're really doing is hurting the insurance companies. Now, the insurance companies, they don't want to pay out these hundreds of millions of dollars in claims. They're going to want someone caught who's burning these churches. So they're going to start to put the pressure on law enforcement to find out who's burning these churches, because they don't want to pay out. So you're not hurting the church people. You're not scaring anyone. That's not the way to do it. You're not burning down the church and killing someone inside. You're not burning down the church and say, the church had all their money inside the church. You burned up all the money. Now they can't even run anymore. That doesn't work today. Why do it? Scaring someone. But you're not. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and give me your opinion on this subject. An age-old scare tactic doesn't work today. Does it, guys? It doesn't work today. So, I don't see the reason for it. Okay? Or what are you upset about? why are you burning the churches? You're burning the churches. This is it. You're burning the churches because a white supremacist who believes in the Confederate flag, which is a symbol of war and hate and divisiveness, went into the church and shot 9 black people. Killed 9 black people. Not only shot them, but you killed 9 black people who were sitting in church having Bible study. And then you did it as a coward because you went in and into unsuspecting people like you were going there to listen to the word. And because they're church people, they invited you in with open arms. And I think, too, because he was white, they invited him in with open arms. Okay. Now, if it was a white church, and you had a black man to come into their Bible study, they do Bible study too. Come into their Bible study. Hey, watch that dude. Something going on. Okay. That's the stereotype for that group of people, for some of those people. I'm not saying all white people are like that. I'm not saying all white people stereotype blacks. I'm not saying all black people stereotype whites, because that's not true. But we will, black people will be more open to a white person coming into their church, sitting in their Bible study and hearing the word, than white people would with a black person coming into their church, sitting in, listening to the word. That's my opinion. Okay? But if you're going to try to scare black people, what are you doing? You think that if you burn the church, burn a few churches, that now no one's going to have church anymore? What's the thinking behind that? Because, again, you burn down the church, they're going to go to a shopping center and rent out a space in the shopping center. We're going to set up some chairs on a podium, put a microphone out there, and we're going to still have our church choir come in, because they take their robes home. Every Sunday, they take their robes home and wash them, and then we come back on Sunday and we put our robes on. We go back in the pulpit in the choir stand, and we're still gonna sing. So we don't need a choir stand. We can still have a choir stand up in front of the church and sing. We still gonna praise God. Whether it's a white church, black church, Latino church, Asian church, whatever it is, they're gonna go on. They've got insurance, so they're gonna build a bigger, better church in that same damn place. So what have you accomplished? Nothing. Yeah, it might be in jail soon, but they're gonna catch you. They're going to catch you. Sooner or later, somebody's going to slip up, and they're going to catch you. Then you're going to go to jail for a long time. Then you're going to mean nothing to society. Then your life is going to be nothing. Then if you get out of jail after burning the church, you get out after burning the church, you can't even get a job, because you're a known felon for burning a church. How dumb can your ass be? I mean, that is horrible. I wouldn't want anyone in my family to be that person. I'd hope that someone in my family would talk to someone before they go and do something stupid as burning someone's church. I would hope that. But a church burning just happened a few days ago. So, you know, it's a problem in America. And, you know, a lot of people used to say until some of these older people die off with the old way of thinking, until some of these people die off because they've had children and they taught their children this thinking. Until those people die off, things aren't going to change. Well, the problem is that, yeah, they teach their kids this thinking. And then they have that thinking, and then they turn around and have kids and teach their kids the thinking. How, you know, where does the circle stop? Where does the road on I-285 stop? It doesn't. And I'm not saying that it happens in all families, because it's in white and black families as well. Latino, Asian families as well. Where does it stop? It's just like the thing of people being on welfare. If your family, if your mom and dad, in the welfare system, they're teaching you how to be in the welfare system. And then you turn around and teach your kids how to be in the welfare system. And they do the same, on and on and on. Where does the road stop? People talk about the welfare system. It drives me up the wall when people say, people on welfare, you think of black people being on welfare. That's how society wants you to think. That it's all black people on welfare. But that's a flat-out lie. There are more white people on welfare than any other race. Than any other race. You think that it would be welfare if it was just black people? It wouldn't even be welfare. If it was only black people that had to be on welfare, it wouldn't even be a welfare system. But because there are more white people that need welfare, it came up with a welfare system for those people. And now that black people understand the system, got involved in the system, know how to work the system, just like white people know how to work the system. Now it's all bad. Hey, guys, I got about a minute left in the show. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show. And take care of yourselves. Have a great day today. And we're coming up on the weekend. And I hope you guys have a tremendous weekend. Again, stay cool. Tomorrow is Free Fall Friday. So you guys call in and talk about whatever you want. Hey, take care of yourselves, and I'll see you in 23 and a half hours. Good day.